ahead. Your glory will fill the earth like water the seas.
True nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His ways. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.org.
Thank you. So let me read this translation and verse 14. In whom we have a redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Verse 14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. In whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins. You see it, this particular verse 14, you see it in Ephesians 1. I want to talk about a victory, you know, the path of victory. Victory has a path. Praise the Lord. And I want to use this verse 14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin. Redemption became possible because God can forgive sins. Praise the Lord. That God can forgive sin. He said in the thought of all these fallen spirits, Satan going to tempt Adam and tempt everything and try to spoil God's creation. He never under this is very simple word, you know, that sins can be forgiven. It was not in the constitution of those spirits. Even the spirit, even those ones that were even in heaven that did not even fall. Even I don't know if they even know it in shadows or something, but you know, the understanding of spirits that gods, that sins can be forgiven. But it makes redemption possible. If you look at it, Ephesians 1 say that in whom we have redemption, even the forgiveness of sins. Praise the Lord. Now let me give you this scenario to illustrate what I'm saying. If me and you having a case, we're having a case, and the case was decided in in Brogbemi's favor unjustly. Maybe, and he took that property, maybe a piece of land. Maybe how he got through our justice system, and he took it unjustly. It was supposed to be mine. There was a contention, and it was awarded to him. Who has won? I want you to be sincere and practical. Who won? Eh? Brogbemi? You are not even sure who has even won. This black and white question. Who has won? Eh? Brogbemi has won. Okay. According to this world standard, he has won. But according to the kingdom standard, he has not won. I only lose if I refuse to forgive him. If I forgive him, I have won. And that places me over him. Praise the Lord. So, you know, the perspective from which you see life, you know, the world is different from God. The perspective, the angle from which you see things in life determines your strength, even in the spirit. You say, maybe you think he has won, he has taken. No. I've been offended. I've been so deeply hurt. That which is mine has been taken away. Then if I can rise up out of that ashes of brokenness, you know, of oppression, you know, if I can rise up out of that ashes and then now forgive, then that is the victory. So this is the victory that overcomes the world. Even what? Even our what? Our faith. You know, now begin to look at the principle of faith. You say, if they slap you on one cheek, what do? Praise the Lord. But if you look at the world standard, they slap you just like that. But by the time you slap the person and take the person, beat the person, you know, there will be sense of relief according to the world system that, you know, you've done something. But, you know, you turn the other cheek, the strength, you know, you have to forgive that person. That is the victory. That is the true victory. Israel was in Egypt for like 430 years. They were oppressing them. You know the story. Even when Moses came, they started oppressing them the more. Now, you look at the story of Israel, you now begin to think that they got victory. They got victory when they came out of Egypt. That's what I want to show us from the scripture. No. Of course, that was victory. But they even had victory. Even in Egypt was beating them. was oppressing them, was tormenting them, but they were the one that they were winning. Praise the Lord. Look at Psalm 105. So many times, some of the cries will cry, things are not looking up, looking down. If you have the right perspective, you know, and understanding in God, a lot of those things will change. I think we'll praise more and we'll be strengthened with might in the inner man, the more. Can we see it? Psalm 105, verse 23. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. Let's read verse 24 together. He greased his people greatly and made them stronger. Okay, continue. He turned their hearts, people, to deal craftily with his servant. He said, Israel came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned in the land of Ham. Say, he increased his people greatly and made them stronger than their enemies. Look at the record in heaven. And the record on earth was totally what? Contrary. Was totally different. If you don't have the perspective of heaven, if you stand in the midst of those oppression that time, you'll be so down, you'll be so frustrated. But if you shift base and you now looked at it from the heavenly perspective, it says Israel was the one that was winning because God took them there. God took them there to multiply them. He said, that's why if you read in Exodus chapter, I say the more they oppress them, the more they multiply and the more they increase. Praise the Lord. So that was God's program and God purpose for part of his program and purpose for Israel in that place. So, and they were increasing in number. You know, their population was going and exploding to become a nation. So even though they were suffering, they were oppressing them, but they were winning. And in due time, then God now sealed the victory when he now brought them out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Look at the Exodus chapter 1, verse 11. Are we there? Therefore, they set tax masters over them to afflict them with their burdens. And they built for Pharaoh supply cities, Ramesses, Pithom. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were in dread of the children of Israel. They don't have any military. They don't have any weapon. They don't have any stake. They were just a people. That's why if you look at Nigeria, and I see when Boko Haram was killing Christians, people would be arguing, if there is God, where is he? And all of those things. But who is winning the war? That's the big question. Look at, I'm showing you from the Bible, look at, say, the more they afflicted them, they were killing them, they were oppressing them. At a point, if you read down, even newborn babies were being thrown into the sea. Moses was, God preserved Moses. If you give birth to a baby boy, they will slaughter the person. But the Bible says that they were what? That God made them, they were stronger than Egypt. They never had an army, they never had weapon, they never had anything, but they were stronger than the Egyptians. So if you look at the Nigerian context now, you see what is happening, Islamization movement, this and that. Who is stronger? Who is winning the war? What I'm trying to make God to see that we must have God's perspective about your life. And then about the things that happens around you. Praise the Lord. Then, that scripture I shared, I want us to read the 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. It says, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world. Who is he that overcomes the world? He that believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, three things here I want to talk about. Love, forgiveness, and faith. Faith gives you the victory. Israel, they're Egyptians, they don't know God. Israel had faith in God. You know, even though they were not actively much even serving God, the environment was not there, but their faith in God gives them victory over the Egyptians. Praise the Lord. Then if you now look at when God was leading Israel, he now told them to love the stranger because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Now, I'm not showing the parameters for victory. He said, love the strangers because you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Praise the Lord. He said, you were strangers in Egypt, so and I want you to love the strangers. And I want you also to love the Egyptians. So in loving the Egyptians, the same person that is afflicting you, in having forgiveness in your heart, in having love for the person in the heart, it sets you over that person. That's how many of us, you still remember Matthew chapter 5, that if your enemy, what did he say? Matthew 5, 4, 14. I told you I'm not going to say much, but what is victory? What is strength? Praise the Lord. I'm showing you what is proper strength and what is proper victory. So you should be easy. It should be Like you should want to forgive. That is strength. It sets you over the person. He said, when your enemy thirsts, he said, give him water to what? You know, when Jesus is telling all those things, looking at something so difficult to do, but he's showing the path to victory. How you can win the battle and win the war. Whatever war dimension of warfare you are engaging. Look at it, Matthew 4. What did he say? Matthew 5, sorry, verse 44. No, Matthew 5:44. Okay, praise the Lord. So this is what she read. He said, love what? Love your enemies. If you love them, not just trying, let me obey the Bible, let me not offend God. No. He's showing the his strategy for warfare. This is how you can conquer them, love them. You know, they are coming to you with hatred. Right? You know, like Goliath was coming with that sword. But David said, you come to me in the name of your God or something and with spear, with sword. But I come to you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. He coming without weapon. Because that catapult is not a weapon. Is it a weapon? In warfare. Carry weapon and go and start fighting. Carry catapult and go and fight now. Anything that David used, you know, if he had stood and not even carried that stone, because he carried that stone because even that 5 stone is even illustrating another message on his own, you know. But even he had not carried stone, but that the fact that David was standing there, you think Goliath to kill David? If he had even stood there and the man, he just come, as the man come, after some time, he will just fall down, you know. He will just run out of steam. Life will just be taken out of him. Anyhow, he could not have fallen David. David was a man that his back will never touch the ground until he leaves the earth. Praise the Lord. By covenant. He said, you come to me, but this I come to you in the name, and that's how David got the victory. So there's a path to victory. He said, love your enemies. You are quick to start hating your enemies. He doesn't greet me. That's why me too, I'm not greeting. You don't know that in greeting him, that is the overcoming part. That is the victorious part. You know, he said, he doesn't greet me. You know, like that. You two start quarreling. Praise the Lord. He said, love your enemies. So, those of us that are generous of intercession, it's not just praying that the person should just die, your enemy. You know, you are throwing back hatred to them. That's why after 20 years, you still be praying that prayer. You still be on that spot. I'm telling you, check people that pray those kind of prayer. After 20 years, they will still be on that same spot praying that kind of prayer. They will always be fighting warfare. But solo David fought warfare. It got to the reign of Solomon, there was no war. It was the reign of peace. Because after war, after if engage in some certain kind of battle, God gives you the victory, you enter the realm of peace. This one, they keep still fighting battle. Because when the enemy throw the same stone the enemy is throwing, you carry the same stone and you want to throw it what? But when you see, Jesus taught a lot of things, that if they take your coat, give them your jacket as well. So, all of those, he said, love your enemies. What's the next one? He said, bless those who what? Bless those who curse you. He said, do good to those who hate you and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. This is a complete victory manual. Praise the Lord. This is a manual for overcomers. Somebody stole your things and everything like that. You prayed for, of course, you pray for recovery, but then after that, you forgive the person. I say the victory is, the forgiveness is the victory. That love from the heart is the victory. That's what sets you over. Praise the Lord. So that's the simple word I brought to us, and to now start building your life on this line. Even when you have your home, by the time you get married, those of us that are married, by the time you get married, it's not by returning tit for tat. You know, tit for tat. Somebody say, when maybe the wife is saying all kind of thing, you start singing, you know, to get singing kind of song that will get back to the person and all of those things, you know. You are already the loser's part, Abby. Yes, you know. No. You know, you to be doing something that will get to the person. You know what you have just come down to the person has brought down from your height, has brought you down to the person's level. Already, whatever you do, the person has already won. That's why I say that Romans 2. If you go to Romans, I won't open that one. The thing is, that one that said that do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with what? He said, overcome evil with what? With good. That's Romans 12. Praise the Lord. So this is the victorious way, and this is the victorious part in life, and this is how you can build a structure in God that can last. This is how you can build your home. For those of you, a lot of you are still young people, you are going to be married, You're going to be married. You're going to have your home. You're going to have your wife. You're going to have your husband. This is how you are going to be. So if you start practicing these things from now, it makes the future much more easy for you. If you start learning to walk, you know, in this path that every time you are perpetually doing good, even if you are quarreling with somebody, you know, sometimes those times some people will quarrel, they will not draw money for food. You see, some couples they will quarrel, that's when the man, you know, maybe it's the breadwinner. That's why you just put his you just see his pocket and just go out. Praise the Lord. So these are some of the things. By the time you get there, it will be easy for you to overcome all of those things. Even in the midst of one or two misunderstandings, the basic things that you need to do, you are still doing them. That's when some people not cook for their husband. Let me see what you come and eat it. You know, like that. So, you know, all kinds of, you know, small things. So what did the Bible say? What did you understand from what we have said so far? In a situation like that, what is the overcoming part? Forgiveness. The overcoming part is to do good. Is to walk in love. Is to walk in love. No matter how well you are so angry with your husband, you go to the kitchen and cook for him. No matter how angry you are, you wake up and you don't greet him. You can greet him and not say any other thing. You may not do the normal discussion, but you wake up in the morning and you say good morning. No, and all of those things. So these are, you must learn this. It's something you have to cultivate. You think when you get there, you are going to do it. It's just like you did not plant anything on a farm, in a farmland. When it's when people are harvesting yam, you too, you go to your own farm too, that you want to go and harvest yam. Praise the Lord. So this is now you cultivate and caution and nurture it. No matter, you know, thank God, but me too is listening. Pastor is married, I'm married, America is married, but Paul is married. Those of us are married. So no matter what, there are basic things you need to do, you still go ahead to do them. Still go ahead to do them. And maybe for you that maybe pick your wife from maybe off your daddy, you know, go and pick her. She'll find a way because you are poor and all of these things, you know. You are walking contrary to the path of to the sound path, to this path of good judgment, and then to the path of having victory or aura. It can show up in another area of your life. Maybe your business or something will start being affected. And maybe one favor you are supposed to get, you are not going to get it. Praise the Lord. This is how Satan can fight you. He do something that will make bitterness to spring out of your heart. That bitterness will start spoiling things in other area. When somebody gossip about you or like that, you know, so you have somebody say something about you. All of them, before you know, your heart is just sealed about that person. Before you know, you don't talk to that person, this and that, you are quarreling. That means you are not spiritual. Praise the Lord. You don't know how to get things in God. When that kind of thing happens, that is a clear opportunity for you to rise in God. That's the person you should run to forgive that person. You should run to even befriend that person. How are you doing? You may not like, since the person is not okay. What I mean by befriend, you know, as if you must force yourself on that person. But that the person, as you are coming for maybe rehearsal or coming for your meeting, you greet the person. One of the first person you greet, how are you? How is your day? How is your work? You know, like that. You know, like when you go to the place of prayer, you pray for that person. You pray. You know, there are prayer. You pray. You know, you pray for. I didn't say pray against. You pray for that person. You send a message. How are you? Do nice everything. I pray for you too. You know, I pray for you today. You know, let the person. So this is. I'm showing you the strategy for to make your life easy and to make your way easy. You know, when he was telling Joshua, he said, "So shall you make your way prosperous, and then have what?" He said, "You make your way." He said, "When he told Joshua in Joshua 1:8 to meditate." You shall make your own way prosperous, and then you have good success. You have good success. So that kind of those are opportunities for you to move to the next level in the spirit. When somebody cheated you, you know, somebody maltreated you, somebody is offending you, and how and what is the part of you that say forgiving that word offense, you know, loving that offense. That's why I took us back to the Bible that in whom we have redemption through his blood. And what was the next thing they said? Even the forgiveness of sins. That scripture is so deep. I pray the Lord will give us understanding about it. It's so deep. It's so profound. That's why Jesus taught us that Matthew 5, love your enemies, bless them, this and that. You must do it. If you want to see good in life. You see people, that's why, you see, if you have this understanding early, then early your life can be arranged. If you break into this understanding late, there are so many things will be late in your life. You enter into things early. These were things I understood that made me enter into so many things early in my life. These things. early. If you want to fight, amen. Praise the Lord. You know, if you want to fight David, you're on your own, amen. Because I'll get to the next level quick. Praise the Lord. Because I go to the nitty-gritty of something. Somebody was fighting me one time. I was not fighting the person. He was fighting me. Raising a lot of storm and fighting me. And that period, I collect the whole of my salary. I went and gave the person. He didn't know what I was doing. Yes, you know. And then by covenant, I broke into something. He wanted to pay his house rent. Then like that, I think so. It was like that. So I think it was some change that was left after my salary. And I went and gave the person, you know. In the midst of the fight, so in the midst of the supposed one-way fight. I was the one, I was not. One-way fight. And I went and gave the person. Praise the Lord. I saw the person come down. And I saw myself going up. You can see this thing I'm teaching you. It's not just prayer. Are you okay? And although you need those ones, there are also things that complement. Yes, players who have compliments. There are things that complement it. Praise the Lord. That's why you finish prayer now, you are harboring unforgiveness in your heart. What have we done? Have you prayed? You have just made sound. He said, when you pray, do what? Can you start teaching us prayer? I put that word forgiveness there. And I told you the genesis of forgiveness. Even those spirits, they don't understand forgiveness. It's possible to forgive sin. In those eternal past, when they were doing their rebellion and everything, when those spirits rebel, God judged them. So they don't know that there's another window called forgiveness. So we now say, okay, we are now be condemned. Let man too be condemned. It's a done deal. But when they finish messing up with man and messing up with Adam, they now discover that it was not a done deal. To the eternal power of forgiveness. That is in God. That was not revealed and not unfolded in the ages. Praise the Lord. God unfolded it in Christ. Praise the Lord. So can you see it? This is the way you win. Or you are too quick to start quarreling. You are too quick to start keeping malice. You know, and so many times we'll be going around circle. We'll keep praying the same prayer point we are praying. Even in your own, you start from your house. He say, offenses will come. Abi? He say, woe to whom the offense will come. That's for them. But for you, he said that when the offense comes, you should do what? Forgive. How many times? He did the mathematics for them. 70 times what? 70 times 7. This is how you can set your life on the fast lane in God, you know, on a high pedestal in God. He says 70 times 7 in one day, he says forgive. It's forgive. That is strength. That's strength. That's spiritual strength. He says you forgive. So what time you say, you start harboring things. A lot of us want to stay in that inside the house, you stay with people. You have harbored a lot of things about that, those people. Yeah, that about the man or the woman. You saw a young person stay with Bermina and the sister right now. You know, like our character, our nature will be different. You know, what he might complain about, the wife may not complain about. What the wife might complain about, he might not, complain about. You know, but before that, maybe you see that before you know, you start, you know, we are too quick to start picking, you know. And that's the program, Satan, even that program of Satan inside of self, inside the flesh, what we call the flesh, is a complete package, it's a program there. That is put there to undo and to weaken your journey in destiny. It's a complete package. You know, some people say, I don't go to where I'm tolerated, I go to where I'm celebrated. You know, all of those stuff. Praise the Lord. So please, come to the end of what I want to say, and I'll read that scripture for us again. Matthew 5:44. You say, but I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you. That's the ultimate. You've heard about faith, you have about that giving, but written in this one verse of the scripture, that is the ultimate part to the overcoming life. About when you are engaging men, you know, and when you are even engaging spirits. It talks about love, it talks about prayer. Look at that scripture. The first thing is talks about love. Number one is love. Number two, bless. Number three, say do good. And then number four, he says you should pray. You should pray. That's why I say somebody are taking your things. He has not won. He has not won. Look at the Lazarus and the rich man. Who won? Who won? Lazarus won. But he was suffering on it. He won. What made him to win? Faith in what? Faith in God. So sometimes what we call victory is not even victory. What we call victory sometimes is not victory. He said, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Victory will ultimately be decided on the what we call the judgment seat of Christ. Praise the Lord. That's where the ultimate victory will be, the judgment seat of Christ. So all of the things you are seeing, there are shadows and tokens of a lot of things. So the things we will celebrate here as victory, some of them are not even victory. The rich man thought he had won. Lazarus died, he was buried, he was unknown, you know, unheard, buried. But after just some couple of time passed, the whole things were brought back, all of them brought back to stand, shoulder to shoulder. And we discovered that Lazarus was the one that won the day. And he was asking that Lazarus should come and put water in my tongue. So ultimate victory will be decided by God. And ultimate victory will be on the judgment seat of Christ. I want to go into that one. But I want to arm us with this understanding. Arm us with this knowledge. Arm us with this strength as you live your life on a daily basis. Praise the Lord. You see, like in Nigeria, you just condemn Christianity in Nigeria because you are speaking from darkness. That's why you even condemn your own self. So you are not doing well in God. Now, this and that. That's why I went to the Bible to show some example that God made Israel were stronger than the Egyptian right when they were still in Egypt. And I told us the parameter of strength. They had faith in God. Even then they were in Egypt. They had faith in God. Then when God led them, God now began to teach them about love, forgiveness, love the stranger. You were a stranger in Egypt. Love the Egyptians. That way you'll be perpetually on top of the Egyptian. Praise the Lord. So, I won't speak more than this. I want you to use the next 5 minutes to pray in the light of what you have heard, what you have understood. Some of us have given you how you can perpetually build a very stable, strong, a phenomenal marriage on earth. I've just given you in just this short word. I've given you the model. I've just given the model for life. Even in secular job, even your secular career, how you can rise high. I've just delivered those things to us in this simple world, you know, and this simple church. This is what I've been taught over the years, you know, and this is the path I have trained to walk upon. And I've seen dramatic testimony. My life is full of so many amazing dramatic testimonies. So many. Father, we thank you. Can you talk to the Lord? Can you ask for a new heart. All this small quarrel. Small quarrel, brother. This, sister. It's not like you have first class. And you yourself say you are putting roadblock on the part of your first class. Small thing, you know, like that choir. You are quarreling. This person, different drama unit, this person, and all of those things. You know, you are shooting yourself in the leg. We are talking about life. We are talking about your life. We are talking about the things that concerns your destiny. One brother, this brother, that. You know, small. And you talk to the Lord. He said, "Do good." He said, "Do them good. Do not be overcome by evil. Overcome evil. The only what can overcome evil is good. What can overcome evil?" You know, it's good. What can overcome evil is what? It's good. Please let it enter into our DNA. Let it enter into our DNA forever. What can overcome evil is good. It's good. Thank you, Father. Bless you. We give you praise. We give you honor. Our Father, we adore you. We thank you for this time, this moment, this hour. We thank you for what we have had. We give you praise and glory, give you honor. Thank you. I want to pray with you. If you are struggling in this area that I've just spoken and you need a new touch, I want to pray with you. You can just come. If you are struggling in any of this area that I've just spoken about, you can just come forward. The Lord will give you a new grace. You're going to receive a new grace. You just come forward. That uncle that your father took, that is now doing so well, has so much money now, and refuse to train you. He has not won. If you can forgive that uncle from the heart, you have won. It's so simple. Please, can you just kneel before the Lord? Just talk to him. The particular area you need help, I'll now just pray for you and you receive strength. You receive grace in that area. You know this parental war. Your parent will tell you story about this uncle. About that uncle. Some of us are not talking to that uncle. Or don't love those uncle and all of those things. You know, these are what I'm telling you. You need to start. Those are the people you need to love them. You need to visit them. You don't go to their house. You don't talk to them. This one, this is what they did. They did this and all of those things. You see, that's why I'm telling us, trying to open up. You know, so you need to love those people. You need to bless them. You need to pray for them. You know, if it's in your power to do good for them, do it. You know, do it. Then you have now won. But until you do those times, those people are still the one winning. Yes, they are still the one winning.
For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Ask him tonight to put a nation on your heart.